good.
Very good.
And welcome to another edition of Born on the 4th of July. This is your guest host, Dr. H. Rubat, filling in for Barbara Jean. Golly, there's so much to talk about, and we're going to spend the first hour and a half, talking about one of the lead headlines. I'm sure most of you, if you're alert and awake at all, are knowing or hearing about this swine flu phenomenon that's kind of raising some alerts and some eyebrows. Today, for the first hour and a half, we're going to go in deeper than you've ever thought possible to expose what's really going on with this story. It's going to be what I would call the story behind the story. So to understand that, let me just first of all give you a little bit of background to who I am and what I've done. My name, again, is A. True Ott. I have a Ph.D. doctorate in the field of nutrition, and I'm also a registered and licensed naturopathic physician in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. And with that, I must say I've studied intensely the area of vaccination, the area of infectious disease states, and I guess you can call me the whistleblower of all whistleblowers in the field of what I call the pandemic influenza hoax. Not to say that the influenza pandemic that's coming is not real. It's just that the story behind the story is the truth, and what the official story is telling you is indeed a huge, giant hoax. Now, to understand this background, we have to go and look, turn the clock back a little bit, and we're going to do that throughout the first hour, an hour and a half, and then in the last half-hour segment, we're going to bring in who I refer to as the National Institutes of Health whistleblower, a gentleman who, as I'll explain as we go along, has firsthand knowledge of what I'm speaking about. He came out in January with and February with the breaking news that this virus, this pandemic virus, this Frankenstein virus had indeed been created and actually released from certain laboratories originating in the U.S. and then in Europe as well. We're going to paint the whole picture for you as we go through this. So if you think this doesn't affect you, you think that a flu bug is just something that you can take a few aspirins and go to bed at night and not worry about it, think again. This is not the seasonal flu. We're going to be exposing what it is and why it has the potential to affect your freedoms and your constitutional rights as nothing ever has before. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the story behind the story.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, options and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
And we're back. This is A True Lots filling in for Barbara Jean, and this is Born on the 4th of July. Welcome back. As we said in the first segment, yes, indeed. There is a huge story breaking worldwide. It's being monitored hourly, minute by minute, even by the World Health Organization, and that is what they're calling and labeling the swine flu. But you know, the establishment is very quick to label things, give it names for ease of identification. But really, a more accurate name, I submit, is the pandemic engineered bioflu, okay? Because that's what's happening. Let me give you the timeline and give you what I call the story behind the story. Buckle your seatbelts and phone a friend, listen up. It's very, very important this next hour and a half for your family's welfare and this entire country's welfare, I submit. I would also refer the listener to a DVD series I've produced. I've actually published that on YouTube. If you want to get more in-depth information of this, go back to that. You can find it by Googling on YouTube. Just the bird flu hoax / Dr. Ott, O-T-T. And you'll get the whole series coming up. Actually, this series was recorded back last summer in July and released onto YouTube in September. That gives you the idea of historicity behind it. This is something that I've been tracking personally for quite a few years, in fact. Let's go back and just refresh our collective memories, if we can. In 2005, on the floor of the United Nations in New York City, the report was issued that stunned the world. It's going to stop the presses. The report said meaning the world, the United Nations as meaning the world, is due for a new pandemic. And then they, in the same breath, they referenced the 1918, what's called Spanish flu pandemic that killed, by some accounts, 50 to 60 million people worldwide. And from that declaration and the UN floor, became this public hysteria generated and actually propelled by our own federal agencies. And I'm going to expose and explain why that happened and for what reasons and why this all does, in fact, dovetail very well with the economic collapse. And also it dovetails very well because it was explained in the March 13th secret meeting held in the halls of our Congress, to congressmen and senators were allowed only, again, only if they signed a non-disclosure pact and agreement that basically guaranteed criminal and prosecution charges against them if they broke the silence and told the people that they represent what was really going on. I submit that this was all laid out for the benefit of these lawmakers, so to speak, lawmakers, and of course they kept their secrets very well. But let's put the pieces together. Let's paint the picture. Let's go back in time to 1918 and look at what really was occurring at that time, refresh the Carr collective memories. Okay, this is everything I'm talking about now is very well documented. I refer the listener to a public broadcast system, a PBS special. They did an article or a program entitled Killer Flu. This was part of their Secrets of the Dead series. And so in this Killer Flu documentary, they basically dissected what happened back in 1918. And absolutely, for the most part, I concur and believe it was an accurate documentary. What is clear with that documentary is that the origins of this killer pandemic virus came out of the Allied and United States and Britain specifically, their military encampments during World War One. And during World War One, the U.S. military had a compulsory vaccination program that was second to none, really, in the world. One of the big killers of past wars, the Civil War, other European wars, the Napoleonic Wars, one of the big killers was typhus fever. When you got an army on the march and encamped in tents, having poor sanitation facilities, food is sometimes suspect. Well, typhus fever, which is a viral infection that affects the bowel and the lungs, actually becomes one of the things that can win or lose a battle, if not a war. And so the U.S. military wanted to make sure this didn't happen in the European theater of World War One, so they enlisted John D. Rockefeller's laboratories to produce a vaccine shot. And so they forced, and by mandatory compulsory means, forced vaccination on millions of conscripted men and even women in the nursing fields. And if you trace the breakout of the deadly pandemic, you'll trace it, as the PBS documentary did, back to training bases in the Midwest, Kansas, around Fort Leavenworth, onto the Spanish bases of all the Allied forces in Spain, and into the English bases as well. That's where it came from, folks, and went through a series of different waves. The first initial wave was kind of a funny type of pneumonia. It sickened a lot of people, but it didn't really kill a lot of people. The second and third waves, however, the virus became extremely lethal, went in to the bronchial passageways, and it basically erupted the alveoli there and caused a bloody discharge, and people actually turned blue and aspirated in their own body fluids in their lungs. That was how people died during the 1918 pandemic. Extremely fast-moving, extremely lethal. And people were very healthy in the morning. They would be riding their subway or train to work. And by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they were on a mortician slab. That's how fast and virulent this epidemic worked. But again, we need to emphasize that the root cause of this came from the typhus fever vaccinations by the Rockefeller cartel. Now, when I say that, a lot of eyebrows usually rise, and they said, that's a novel idea. Can it be proven? Well, absolutely, it can be proven. just by studying how the typhus fever vaccination worked, how the vaccine worked. Okay, and I'm going to be very graphic for the next few minutes and explain to you how this vaccine was made. The typhus fever, which they thought back then was a bacteria, they really had no idea that viruses even existed until the 1930s, when a more powerful microscope identified the virus versus a bacteria. But they took existing human typhus fever sores from individuals that had contracted the disease. They incubated them in a culture, and then a culture, by the way, which was basically chicken albumin, from which is the whites of chicken eggs. So there's the chicken genes or bird genes that went into that albumin. Now, from there, they took piglets, young pigs, as the area to which to breed them. They would take these pigs, hold them in a cage, make a series of slits, cuts in the pig skin under their skin, and implant these viral loads onto these pig hosts. And then within a few hours, if not a day, these piglets would become very ill to the point of death, as these typhus fever sores would erupt with pus and other toxins. They would then harvest that and stabilize it in a glycerin base, which is basically an alcohol, a weak alcohol solution. And that became the vaccine that was injected with the, again, the science was based on injecting these small amounts, they considered them small amounts of a bacteria that the human body, they believed at the time, would develop their own antibodies to fight against typhus. But what really happened, folks, is they had created a culture of a recombinant viral structure of chicken influenza, pig influenza, which is inside of the pig cell, and human influenza. The recombination of that eventually blossomed into the deadly, deadly pandemic of 1918. Now, when you understand that part of the story, when you understand that story behind the story, doesn't it change a lot about the future and what we're looking at? Because the fact of the matter is, there would not have been a 1918 pandemic killing millions of people without a vaccine. And it was the first, what's called VID, a vaccine-induced disease state. Okay? Now, you haven't heard this before because, frankly, the medical establishment is very powerful. It was back in 1918. It's even more powerful today. And that's one story behind the story that they want to keep the wraps on. Stay tuned. We're going to get even more in-depth. And I guarantee you, your jaw will drop to the floor. Come back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
And we're back. This is Dr. Truot filling in for your host, Barbara Jean, and this is Born on the 4th of July. Let's take a bird's eye view, if we can, of our nation's capital area around Chevy Chase, Maryland. Let's go up the road a little bit. You'll see around Chevy Chase area all of the headquarters, the heart pulse of Visa, Discover, MasterCard. All the big credit card companies are centered in one area there as well. Your credit card bills, your statements, if you have a problem with identity theft, you call the number, that's where you go, and to their big headquarters there in Maryland. And you go up the road a little bit, you'll see also a government installation there called the Fort Detrick, Maryland, part of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. And there in the labs of Fort Detrick, scientists are busy slaving away, creating, of all things, biological weaponry. Okay, that's America the Beautiful is indeed beautiful, but there's an ugly side to America under the underbelly, and that's these biological testing laboratories. They're not only centered in Maryland now, but they're springing up and popping up all over the country. During the Bush administration, W. Bush administration, there were expansion of these into college campuses is unprecedented. These are supposed to be secure laboratories, but we find reports of diseased monkeys running around the campuses, getting out of their cages, et cetera, et cetera. Well, but we need to look and focus on something that happened in Fort Detrick at the U.S. Institute of Pathology, the Biological Weapons Research Laboratory. We enter in 1997 a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger. And his team of scientists, commissioned by a select group that I've traced the funding coming actually from the American Israeli political group, AIPAC. We find Taubenberger and his team commissioned to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to analyze and to study with the means of a new supercomputer program which maps and tracks the detailed gene curves and gene structures, the DNA structures, of a specific virus which was arguably the most powerful and most potent killer virus ever to hit mankind, that being the 1918 viral pathogen. And so Jeffrey Taubenberger and his team began work in 1997, they actually found corpses, exhumed corpses, both in England. They traveled up into the Aleutian Island chain, found individuals there in Alaska permafrost that had perished from this bird flu. or what they call the pandemic flu, and they had found the Holy Grail, so to speak, virus particles and whole viruses that had been preserved because of the cold temperatures. And so they came back and found this live cell and began to do the gene sequencing starting in 1998, 1999. In 2003, Taubenberger announces to his paymasters, the American-Israeli lobby, that they have in fact, they used the computer to unlock the gene sequence, and the next step, of course, is now to recombine these same gene fragments and create the virus again in a laboratory test tube. This event was concluded and done in 2005, early 2005. And in Taubenberger's reports, which I have pulled and read in depth, he declares that this killer virus is a combination of human gene structures, influenza gene, influenza human-specific H3N2 genes, and avian flu and swine flu combined. Now, listen very carefully. What is coming out of Mexico City is exactly that. Yes, there's swine flu viruses there, but the World Health Organization is reporting there's also strains of bird flu and strains of human-specific influenza. Isn't that just incredibly consistent with what Taubenberger found in the 1918 gene structure? Now, many, I should say, over a dozen microbiologists of world renown knew what was going on in the halls of Fort Detrick and wanted to blow the whistle. They couldn't understand why in the world they would want to even play around with this deadly virus, let alone recreate it and stabilize it and thus weaponize it. Now, the microbiologists that had conscience, that wanted to make a difference and whistleblow, they all had some visits by some very high Mossad individuals, Mossad hitmen, I guess is the best way to say it. And over 20 microbiologists tied in some way to this research project ended up getting killed. This was in 2005, 2006. So the story behind the story continues. We're going to go in depth and show how this has been used by the UN, by our own federal government, Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Oakland-Levitt, who has, came from the halls of the Utah governor's office directly into the Bush's Health and Human Services Committee. And we're going to show you where it's being poised to be released again now. Stay tuned. The story behind the story continues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we're back. This is Dr. A. True Lodge filling in for Barbara Jean, and this is the Born on the 4th of July show. Okay? As we left for the break, we basically set the stage for understanding and explaining what's happening today and why these headlines called swine flu, is it the next epidemic, next pandemic, is this a pandemic flu? The question is answered here in this show with a resounding yes, it is. Be prepared now. This is what I perceive to be the first wave of a very, very nasty pandemic that is coming. As I wrote a paper and published on Jeff Rentz's website, I call it Something Wicked This Way Comes. In fact, it is indeed heading this way. So there's no need to fear, folks, if you have a sound understanding of the agenda. That's why I've chosen to come out with the story. I believe I understand the agenda. I believe that those people that can understand it too have no more, they won't be abused, they won't have the fear that's the basis of pandemic. And remember, the root word of pandemic is pan, P-A-N, which is also the root of panic. It has to do with the god of ancient Rome and the club of Rome, Pan or Jupiter, their god based on god of fear and lightning bolts from the sky, okay? Lightning bolts is also from the sky, is also the Latin term, actually, going back into Greek, for a man named Barack Obama. Literally means lightning bolts from heaven. So let's go on and continue with the story behind the story. In 2003, Dr. Taubenberger's team, again, unlocked the gene sequence for that 1918 killer virus that estimates killed 50 million people worldwide, with an unprecedented whopping 35% to 40% mortality rate in the able-bodied, healthy segment of population groups from 18 years of age to 36. You see, that's the single most important thing that can't be overlooked in the use of a biological weaponry. What good does it do to kill off the aged and infirmed? What good does it do to kill children, school age, and prepubescent children. Those people can be reprogrammed. But for a socioeconomic weapon, the killer virus that was recreated by Taubenberger attacks that age 18 to 36 with a high degree, unprecedented degree of mortality. In fact, the healthier and more able-bodied you are, the more intense what's called the psychotine storm, the storm inside your lungs which causes the bleeding and the untimely death. So in 2005, Taubenberger again announced it's recreated, and basically he did his job. It was weaponized and ready for whatever use that they would put it to. Taubenberger answered his critics publicly and otherwise by saying, well, we're just studying infectious diseases and we're doing this recreation so that we can create a more effective vaccine. Now, he's not lying. Of course he's going to develop a vaccine. But who is going to get the real deal vaccine, and who is going to get the contaminated poisonous vaccine that's going to kill millions again, you see? By understanding the gene sequencing, they can, in fact, create an antibody structure that can help prevent certain elite people from getting the strain. But they're playing with fire, folks. Also, I would remind the listeners that the people that are making these decisions, they believe really down deep that they are agents of God in cleansing the earth. I've had the unfortunate opportunity to meet with some of these people. The level of arrogance is absolutely beyond belief. They think that they are God's agents fulfilling biblical Judeo-Christian, I should say, prophecy. And, you know, I refer the listeners, I don't know the exact chapter and verse, but they're Jesus Christ as well as the Old Testament prophets foresaw something they call the abomination of desolation. And Christ in his prophecy said that this would occur before his return. And, of course, many, if not all, of the human organisms would be destroyed unless the elect interceded, okay? So it's been seen and foreseen by prophets of old, and these elect people, as they think they are, these elite people, believe that they're just fulfilling God's edict to cleanse the earth. That's the first reason they do this. Secondly, they have a program of elitism called eugenics. Dr. Henry Kissinger and others have long espoused, as a big new Brzezinski and others, have long espoused the need to wipe out or kill what they call, quote, useless eaters. And if you don't believe this, just again, do your own research. Don't take my word for it. Google in something called SSM, Secure State Memo, I believe, 200 with Dr. Henry Kissinger. Read all about it. Back in 1974, Dr. Kissinger espoused putting deadly viruses and designer viruses into specific third world useless eater populations in Africa, mainly for the sole purpose of gaining control of their natural resources, their minerals and oil, etc., etc. This was as early as 1974. This was being espoused. So it goes on. Let's look at the timeline and go a little bit in depth now. In 2005, in January, we have a first-time freshman senator from Illinois who's seated. This man is now our president, Barack Obama. He immediately, this is in the congressional record, begins to lobby to raise funds for awareness for a pandemic flu that was coming. Now, how in the world did this freshman senator get this inside information? This was 6 months before the United Nations made their official announcement. In fact, Senator Obama received some failing marks from the Judicial Watch, the watchdog group, because they found out he was also lobbying for funds for from Congress, from the government to study the pandemic flu, and he was invested in a research company called AVI Biopharma. I had already bought stock in that company, and so there was a definite conflict of interest there, you see. So we see Barack Obama leading the initial charge of awareness of a coming pandemic, and so on it goes. He ascends to his presidency largely from funds donated by big deep-pocket people in the 10th Congressional District of Chicago. And we look at who is one of the biggest, deepest pockets in that district. We see Baxter Pharmaceutical coming to the forefront. We're going to be joined in the last segment of this program by a man named Alexander S. Jones, National Institutes of Health, the NIH employee, now turned whistleblower, that will explain in depth the Baxter Pharmaceuticals' role in this whole questionable release of killer virus, and starting in Europe and also into Mexico. Okay, we'll go again on the timeline. 2005, as I said before, the UN announces not if but when the world will be faced with another killer pandemic, even worse, they said, than the 1918 problem. Well, then we enter the Secretary of Health and Human Services under George W. Bush, Michael O. Levitt, and he really takes this story to the next level. Let's be reminded about what happened during those years. Again, we cannot ever forget what happened in 2001 in October following the tragedy of the World Trade Center. We get anthrax biological weapon letters sent to Tom Daschle in Congress. We get also the attack in the mailroom. Remember those? Remember that? And the panic from that we were due for another biological weapon attacks, in addition to the September 11th attacks, really started getting people concerned and worried about even opening up their mail. I remember that very, very well. I hope the listeners do as well. Do you remember what happened next, though? The Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, the secretary at that time, said, oh, my golly, we're ripe for an attack of weaponized smallpox. We don't have to worry about anthrax. They're really going to take out and use smallpox on us. And so the Health and Human Services at that time sent out requirements for state health departments to purchase large supplies of smallpox vaccinations, and they wanted to get everybody in America vaccinated against smallpox. But what happened? The health professionals, the honest health professionals, I should say, rose up and said, that's ridiculous, it's stupid, it doesn't work, it's dangerous. The fact of the matter is, if that had followed through, if the people at, if Americans had been given smallpox vaccinations, you're darn right there would be an epidemic of smallpox from the vaccine itself. That's how smallpox epidemics are created now, by means of the vaccination. It's in the medical record. It's there. So we had this happening in 2003. The smallpox scare was shut down. And then just 2 years after that, we have Taubenberger's incredible breakthrough. We have a weaponized virus that is really much more effective and dangerous than any smallpox vaccine could be. And we have this now being wielded by a certain elect group of individuals in our government, in our world government. And they have a plan, folks. They do, in fact, have an agenda. Let's look at some of the signs that this swine flu is, in fact, a weaponized version, that, in fact, it's going on an agenda, which I personally have come to believe it's the means to break down the final barriers between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, preparatory to the the new American Union, without borders, without states, and governed by one controlling board. Again, America is great. America is beautiful. And so America must be brought to its knees if there's ever going to be a North American Union. What better way to do this than with creating death, fear, and destruction, and eliminating a good 30% of the population? Now, that is an amazingly wild statement. I admit that. Is it possible? Absolutely. The science is now there. The killer virus is now in the test tube. The killer virus is now in the vaccine shot. Will they be successful in doing it? That depends on us. That depends on we the people. That depends on people being alerted, educated, and knowledgeable about the history, about the agenda. And this is why, again, this show is on today, why people like Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Rebecca Carley, and others are fully aware and blowing the whistle loud and shrill. Folks, if I'm wrong, I'll gladly do a retraction. But if I'm right, we've got some work to do. And I've been challenging people since January, actually back in July, challenging people in the CDC, the World Health Organization, and other institutes like the NIH to come forth and tell me where my premise is incorrect. Tell me where I'm wrong. I challenge you to do so. Do your own research. You'll find out it's absolutely correct information. Let's look back again at what happened following the United Nations Declaration in 2005. Michael Levitt began work in earnest, tapping onto the Iraq war bill, requirements for $4 to $5 billion to spend on bird flu, pandemic flu preparations. And something very unprecedented happened in 2006. For the first time in American history, a division of the U.S. federal government combined with Hollywood to create a made-for-TV movie. This was broadcast on ABC Networks, American Broadcasting, and it portrayed what could very likely be the scenario of when a pandemic flu is released. They said in the movie that the script showed this killer virus spontaneously mutating from chickens in China and then coming over from China and affecting Americans across the board. And the propaganda that came out of that movie is simply one thing in the subconscious mind of Americans. The only thing that can save Americans is vaccine. A vaccine is our only hope. So we better get busy, get working, and employing a French company to come in with the saving vaccine. That was what the entire message was. And folks, that's exactly what's going on. Right after the movie aired, the Bush administration and the Health and Human Services contracted with a French company, a Rockefeller-owned company called Sanofi Pasteur, and they did, in fact, create the miracle vaccine. Now, this is where the story behind the story gets really interesting. Folks, to mass-produce 300 million-plus doses of an experimental vaccine takes quite a bit of doing. Think about it. 300-plus million doses. They wanted enough stockpile to inject every living man, woman, and child in this great land of America. And, folks, that's exactly what has happened. This has been created. Where? In laboratories in America? No. They have to do it offshore, specifically in the laboratories and sweatshops of mainland China. That's where we're going to go next. Don't turn the dial. Come back and join us. This is Dr. Truot, this is a show you can't afford to miss.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. A. Truewatt filling in for your host, Barbara Jean, who's taken a very, very well-earned sabbatical this week. I'll be on the air for the next hour. Join us again tomorrow at the same time, 12 till 2 Mountain Standard Time, for the next installment, where my guest will be Dr. Rebecca Carley. And we're going to go and dissect this story like it's never been dissected before, I promise you. Okay, we got to go back and finish up the timeline, and for the next half hour, I will show, and as best that I can over the radio waves, the actual evidence that this has happened before in America, this land of wonderful land of opportunity, and how it's been taken to a new astronomically new height, actually. So we go back to the year 2006, just 3 short years ago, and we find that concurrent with the money outlaid by Congress for the preparation for the inevitable pandemic, again, this is Michael Oakland Levitt's words, not mine. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He said many, many times that this pandemic will hit. And so it's, again, it's important to understand, folks, that a pandemic of influenza is not part of the natural cycle of this world. It's not in the cards from nature's God. Understand that. In 1918, it didn't happen by a natural act. It happened because of poorly conceived vaccine called typhus fever. Understand that salient point above all else. Okay. So the same thing is happening now. What is going on? What happened in 2006? Well, we have, as part of this this raised awareness, fear mongering, as I call it, we have Michael Levitt traveling and holding summits in each of every 50 states. And this is again portrayed in the made-for-TV movie, how the governors of each state are in wonderful, sweet partnership with the CDC and Mike Levitt's Health and Human Services Division. So what happened is the Bush administration, the same people basically that drafted the infamous Patriot Act, drafted what's called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And that's quite a long title, but I challenge the listeners to write it down. Really, it's really important to write this down. Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, or MSEHPA. Write it down. Look it up in your specific state, wherever you're listening from. When you Google that into a search engine in your library, if you don't have a home computer, go there. Read this bill. It's really important that you understand the provisions of this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, because it was passed into law by most of the states. Over 39 states passed pretty much the straight bill. Others passed a modification of it in some way, but read the provisions. When we come back after the break, we'll dig into this and we'll tell you what has been planned. The stage has been set. The theater is open. Are you going to be a participant or a victim? Come back.
With recent